Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. Happy Monday to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know, when you hear that song talking about being online, we're talking about Brian Prowitz, and ADX Communications is here, our marketing consultant, to tell us all about the opportunities that we have for our businesses.
Indeed. So much cooler online. Anything that makes me cooler, I'm there.
Me too.
I'm there for it. Well, good morning again. And once again, as we talk about digital targeted marketing, the very first most important thing is to let you know that ADX Communications, ADX Digital, is part of ADX Communications, like the fifth radio station, if you will.
Yes,
so this is how all this ties into this building and our staff and that kind of a thing. So, and we are experts in digital targeted marketing, just like we are in marketing for the radio station. So, yeah, we've got News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, we've got Sports Radio 99.1, and we've got Pensacola Playlist 94.5. Those are the four radio stations, which, by the way, all do somewhat target a particular audience. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about who am I reaching with that radio station, they do reach slightly different audiences depending on who it is you're seeking.
And so, the day and time of the week, too, sometimes.
Day and time of the week.
Especially with the sports station.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a number one. And then ADX Digital folds in there, like I said, like a fifth radio station. So that's how this digital targeted marketing and ADX Digital, that phrase you hear, that's how that ties into ADX Communications right here in Pensacola, locally owned and operated proudly for over 20 years, award-winning and all those things. I mean, like, you know, our resume is pretty good.
Mary and Dave Hoxing are the owners.
Yes, they are.
And they are huge in the community.
In the building every day.
And they do, I mean, they do so much for the community in addition to the radio stations and lots of, we have a trophy case of awards covering the last years that they've been here.
I remember the first time I walked in here. And I was looking at the trophy cases and the guitars everywhere. They're all signed. It's impressive.
It is impressive.
It's impressive.
So I'm proud to work here. And I know that what you're offering is just a whole nother dynamic to this, which when I first started here, Brian, I didn't know anything about this, about the digital. I'm kind of old school. And and I was so excited when I started understanding the reach that you have. But what I love about it is how targeted it can be.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And we're going to talk about the behavior side of digital targeted marketing. A lot of the times, we spend time talking to you, the business owner and listener, about the strategies. So you hear us talk a lot about things like YouTube Plus or Social Mirror or Performance Max, that kind of a thing. Well, behind all of those different platforms, we have behaviors, which is how we can specifically target people. And I wanted to spend today's episode, if you will, on the behavior side of things. How do we do the targeting? Because that is at the heart of digital targeted marketing. And so for every single platform that we have, the very first behavior is always geography. So before we talk about the key audience and how they behave and who they are, we need to know where they are.
Right.
So one thing that people are surprised to learn is that even though we're right here in Pensacola, we can target anywhere. The geography of the United States is basically the potential audience that we can hit.
Really? So not just around here?
Right. So for sure, let's say you have a food truck, hyper-local. We can draw a radius around your location and then just target the people that are nearby.
Right.
That focus. We can go all the way down to 0.01 mile.
Wow.
Which is like 250 feet.
Wow.
You have to do the math. Somebody could check my math. If you want to check my math, go ahead. 0.01 miles. Anyway, a very tight circle. Or we can do the whole United States of America if you want. I mean, bring the budget. But
okay. Well, you never know. There'll be people traveling here. You never know.
Well, one thing I do is I'm talking to companies a lot that have one location here. I was talking to a group that had 24 stores throughout the South.
Right.
And I'm talking to them here about their store, about their location, and targeting people around this area, really with the potential and the hope that they would find the value in that and then decide to do that across their entire galaxy of locations, if you will.
Yes.
So geography is the number one thing we start with. Where are your clients? Number two, next thing, behavioral targeting. So I said behaviors. So what I'm talking about is strategies, by the way. Strategies, not necessarily platforms. So number one strategy, geography. Number two strategy is behavioral. So now we start talking about how to show your ads to specific consumers based on their previous online or offline behavior and what they've showed interest in across all devices. So, and the idea is that as consumers, we leave breadcrumbs of data about our behaviors. And that data includes what we do online, like what you research or browse or buy, and offline actions. I've always been puzzled by that. Like, mm-hmm. explain to me how we can tell the offline, but how does that play? Well, offline actions like where you've been with your phone, or the apps that you use, or the forms that you might fill out, or the things that you sign up for. All of those things provide an indication of your behavior, the things you're interested in and what you purchase and what you are looking at. And it's all compiled, and then we put that into behavioral categories of people that we can target with your ads. And that's how that works. Now, depending on the platform, we have a tremendously deep list of behavioral targeted categories. So, for instance, I'm just looking at a sample list right now, Meg.
Mm-hmm.
We can target by age, but we can also target bargain hunters or big box shoppers or boating enthusiasts. We can target by the level of education, new parents, newlyweds, rock music fans,
wow,
Spanish speakers, soccer enthusiasts, Snapchat users, Republicans, religious products.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's an idea of how categories get formed because of our behavior. So you and I, Meg, we're going to fall into our own, but mm-hmm. we fall into these categories.
Sure.
And the way I describe it is these are buckets. Mm-hmm. So if you want to advertise to a certain person with a certain set of behaviors,
right,
and we identify that person, they fall into the bucket we're going to advertise to. And that helps us determine the relevancy and the messaging, like the age, and like, would a person with this set of behaviors respond to that ad this way, this ad, or maybe this ad?
Mm-hmm.
So that's behaviors.
Wow, that is so specific. You can't go wrong with that kind of targeted message.
No. No, you can't. No, and we're just scratching the surface, but we're up against our first break. So, by the way, if you want to start the conversation about digital targeted marketing, the person to call is Jeff Wayne. Call the main number here at 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff and say, hey, I want to get that digital conversation started. And we'll talk more about behavioral targeting after the break.
All right, we'll be right back with Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. If you've got any questions for Brian, we'll be right back. Thank you so much, David, for that update. Again, that is on Mobile Highway between Walmart and Edison. So thanks to our listeners for keeping us informed. We always appreciate that. If you have an update, you can always text that in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Brian Prowitz is here. We're talking about ADX digital advertising with Brian. Behaviors and strategies. I love this topic because it really is interesting.
Yeah, we talk about YouTube Plus. We talk about all kinds of other ways, like products, but we can advertise on Amazon and Google pay-per-click, but focusing on the actual strategies, the behavioral kinds of things that are available to us in order to narrow down and focus your campaign to hit the people that you're looking for. We talked about behaviors the first time around before the break, but another way we can do this is with keywords, and this is showing your ad on web pages and apps that contain keywords related to your business, no matter what device they're using. This is not pay-per-click on Google. This is reaching people who are on websites and apps featuring your keywords, and we serve them your ad. The best part of this is you can choose what those keywords are. We can find keywords for you, and you can have up to 500 of those in your campaign.
Can you give us an example of some keywords maybe for a business?
What's the business? What's your business?
Let's say, how about a surf shop?
A surf shop. So keywords would be surf shop.
That's for starters.
Also,
surfboard.
Meg's surf shop. Surfing products.
Uh-huh.
You know, surfing. I mean, all. So surfing. You know, surfing interests or surfboard shoppers.
Right.
These kinds of phrases.
Beach.
Beach activities, mm-hmm. maybe.
Yeah,
but you want to be kind of specific.
Right, right. So maybe that was a bad example, yeah. But okay.
No, I got distracted by one of the screens in the room.
Oh, okay.
Crazy things happen.
Oh, okay.
All around us, the newsroom. It's just amazing. It's just
we
amazing.
Have about four different TV screens.
Yeah, we do. I'm a squirrel sometimes.
Okay.
Okay. So another way that we can target people is through the use of AI, artificial intelligence. This way, we can show ads to people using machine learning to target customers based on who's engaging with the ad, again, across all devices. Your ad starts out being shown to anybody in the geographic area you choose without any layering. But then immediately, as people begin to interact with the ad, then you start to eliminate people who are ignoring it and focusing more on the people that are interested in the ad. And over time, you can really focus down into exactly who it is that would be interested. So this is how we use AI to target the correct people in the audience that this ad would be relative to. So that is the way we use artificial intelligence. Also, retargeting is another strategy. We can follow people after they leave your website and show them your ad on other websites and apps as they go across all devices. So potential customers come visit your website. Our ad tracking technology tries to collect a little bit of information about them and then follow them onto other websites and apps as they go, showing them their ads for your business.
Thank you so much, David, for that update. And thank you to our listeners who are keeping us informed. If you have an update, 850-437-1620. Now, this is Pep Talk with Brian Prowitz, giving us the good news about all that we can do with digital advertising.
Yep, we're talking about the various strategies behind the platforms that we're able to talk about. We have 19 ways that we can 19 different products or tools in our toolbox that we can use to find and deliver ads to your audience. So we were talking about retargeting, and that's what happens when somebody hits your website and then goes about their merry way, and we're able to follow them across any device they go. And one more to talk about, custom audience matching. This is when you have a database, and sometimes mm-hmm. I'll talk about a database
right.
with you, and we've talked about that before. So custom audience matching is that we can target people on a list of emails or addresses or phone numbers that you have. And then when they go online, we can show them your ads when they're browsing across websites and apps. So while we can, in some cases, identify people based on their behavior, if you have a database, if your CRM, if your email contact, constant contact list, for instance, we can take that and just ping those people mm-hmm. that are on there. The really cool thing is when we can do that and then create a lookalike audience oh. off of the people that you already have in your system. So if you keep track, name, email, address of people who have purchased from you, I think of like an RV resort, mm-hmm. for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You can take that list, you can send ads out to the people that have already visited your place.
Right.
But then we can also use that information to find other people that match your customers,
mm-hmm.
age, maybe demographic, income, those kinds of things, to also encourage them to come.
That's
to
amazing.
Your location as well.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, so we upload your list, and then we match the people that are on that list, and we can create a lookalike off of that. So these are, and I didn't even talk about geofencing. Geofencing is another one that we can use as well. If there's an event coming up, or if you would like to send an ad to everybody that goes to a particular location, mm-hmm. the mall, the beach,
Wahoo Stadium, the Bay Center.
If you'd like to actually advertise to the people that are coming to those places, we can do that.
That's amazing to
and
me.
And that is, it is all amazing. And here's one thing that's true across all of these different things that I've talked about today. Here's how it works in digital targeted marketing. You identify the person, and then we're able to follow them where they're going to go online. We don't have to guess anymore ahead of time mm-hmm. to say, oh, I want to advertise on that website because I think my audience goes to that website. Instead, we identify them, and it doesn't matter what website or app they go to. We can send ads to them through digital targeted marketing through ADX Digital.
Okay, so who do we call?
Yeah, you want to call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000 to get the conversation started for digital targeted marketing for your company, service, organization, event, or nonprofit.
Okay, we are going to continue talking with Brian right here on Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert, Brian Prowitz, who is an ADX Communications Digital Marketing Consultant. He knows everything there is to know about this topic. I'm telling you, he's the best.
Well, I might act like I do. At least, you know.
I don't know. I think you're pretty knowledgeable about all this.
We ask a lot of questions. That's the thing. And the bottom line is we want to get to know your business better before we start lobbing all this stuff at you. And when you hear digital targeted marketing and you've listened to this show a couple times and it sounds interesting, but you're not sure. I mean, that's where the best part of all is when we sit down and we go, hey, let's talk about who your audience is and where they are and how you've targeted them in the past and the relative success. Like, who do you know who your audience is?
Sure.
And we have other tools, by the way, that can find out based on traffic to your website who your audience actually really is.
Mm-hmm.
Net worth, income, disposable income, how many kids they have. I mean, there's a ton of information available through a variety of tools that can help you understand your audience even better and then target them well with relevant digital ads like display ads or video ads. Video rules the internet. And if you want to hit people on their phones, we've got 19 different ways to do that.
Yeah.
Of course, we can also hit people while they're sitting at home watching their Wi-Fi enabled television as well.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everywhere you go, we've got a way to reach your audience. So it starts with a call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. If you want to get started with a conversation on digital targeted marketing, that's the way to start. And yeah, I would love to be the person that sits down with you. We've got six other very, very talented, skilled, experienced, smart, passionate, local advertising executives, account executives here who also, you probably know one of them, actually. If you're listening to this radio station, you probably know at least one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great to sit down with you and talk about all kinds of marketing, including digital targeted marketing. And at the very least, we can help you strategize and get very specific on how you should be marketing your company. So that's that's everything I know about everything, man.
Okay, what's that phone number again?
850-262-6000. Call Jeff Wayne today at 850-262-6000. Get started talking digital targeted marketing.
Thank you so much, Brian. You're awesome. I love the way you explain all of this to us. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel. We're here Monday through Friday, 9 to 11.